I'm a slide anytime. What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio, the Rashad Rich Morning Show. Today is the day, as we have been discussing. We have heard from Senator Cory Booker, Star Jones, and many others. Don't forget to join me on CBS 46 News this evening as I bring you my political analysis and election updates until about 12 midnight, maybe 1 in the morning. I will also do break-ins on CBS News National as well. Looking forward to seeing you there. My dear sister, American political strategist, campaign manager, political analyst, who has served twice as acting chair of the Democratic National Committee, continues to blaze the trail. None other than Donna Brazile is on the show. Donna, good to have you on the program.
It is so wonderful to speak with you, to hear your analysis. You know, I cannot wait tonight to see the results in Georgia. Historic turnout. I mean, historic.
Yes.
You have been pumping the volume. I mean, historic. I mean, as of today, this is before the polls opened a few hours ago, voters have already cast over 93.7% of the 2016 election vote total.
That's right. We're one of those states, Donna, where we're over the 90% threshold. So last calculation, I think there are 11 or 12 states that are already 90% or above in early voting what they did in total of 2016. So we know that at least those states are going to see a massive record turnout. And typically that means there's energy, there's excitement to do something new.
It's so true. And, you know, I've been following the Atlanta Journal-Constitution all morning because being from Louisiana, I'm following Texas and Georgia. I know people say Florida. Yes, I'm doing Florida. Of course, I'm doing South Carolina, North Carolina, Mississippi, Alabama. I'm doing the entire South. But think about it. I mean, the lines are already long. Emergency ballots had to be deployed in Buckhead.
Yep.
Some of the voting equipment wasn't working, but people are still dedicated to voting. So I just got to give you a shout out and all of the folks there in Georgia. I mean, this is just amazing. Look, you know, I've been in this game for 40 years, right?
Yeah.
This is my 10th presidential. And I tell people, I say, look, I started young. All right. Don't throw any shade on the fact that I started at the age
and
of nine.
And sister, you look young still. So,
yeah,
it is what it is.
You know, and I feel like a cat on a hot tin roof today, right? I was putting out yard signs in Northern Virginia. I was canvassing, and people say, Madam Chair, what are you doing? I say, I don't feel no ways tired. Let me tell you, I had on a John Lewis Good Trouble face mask.
Mm-hmm.
I had on my John Lewis pen. You know, I said, I'm doing this for the congressman. You know, what a good brother. I miss John Lewis. I miss just, you know, calling him up, checking on him with Michael, his staff, and Rochelle. But we are going to do it. And, you know, I'm so happy that Raphael Warnock, Reverend Warnock, and Joe Ossoff and Lucy McBeth. I mean, there's so much going on in Georgia. Georgia.
I know, right? Georgia is at like the center of the political universe. And then here's what's going to happen, okay? Georgia, with 16 electoral college votes, Biden could win this state based on the last three aggregate totals of the polling data. Biden could actually pull this off. Biden-Harris ticket could beat the Trump-Pence ticket. But then we have two U.S. Senate elections open at the same time. We're the only state in America with two U.S. Senate races happening at the same time, which means Georgia not only becomes a power player as it relates to the Electoral College, but also as it relates to flipping the Senate.
Tipping point. I mean, look, if we end up tonight or tomorrow, the next day, with a 50-50, well, what I call a 50-50 situation, because remember, if Biden wins, Kamala could essentially cast a break and vote. Mm-hmm. But without that, if you get Georgia, we got over 51. I mean, I'm not saying
that
we can't make it, but we can make it with two. I mean, this could happen.
Yeah.
This could really happen.
It could.
So I don't know what you're doing in Georgia. I don't know what kind of gumbo y'all are stirring up there, but whoa.
It's a lot of people. And let me tell you something that we did as a station that I would love to see duplicated throughout America now. We came together as black radio stations. Typically, we are sworn enemies during regular time, okay? But during the election season, all of the competitors in black radio came together for massive get out the vote messaging with each other. And we've been doing this for, I would say, 5 or 6 months strong. So this is something new for us, but we are seeing the impact in increased voter turnout in our urban communities.
That is amazing. I hope it is a model. I was thinking this morning about Tom Joyner.
Yeah.
And all the years, the decades that Tom Joyner would open up his lines.
Absolutely.
So that we could speak to people. And you have done the same thing, because all we're trying to encourage people to do is to use their power to seize this moment so that we can bring about the change that this country desperately needs. I sat up last night after I finished all of my Zoom calls. I even went to Alaska last night. I said, wow.
You went to Alaska?
I didn't get far on Zoom, man. And as I sat back and I said, okay, I got to get some leftovers because I don't have any more food left. Mm-hmm. And I just watched the closing arguments of both Joe Biden and, of course, the president, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Because he'll be president for 77 more days, and God bless him. Let him go. Let him go wherever he needs to go. Joe Biden was hopeful, optimistic, talking about the soul of the nation, to bring people together, to get this virus under control so that we can, build back stronger. I watched Senator Harris and her closing arguments. Again, positive. Talking about health care, talking about climate change. And then I turned into, of course, the president. And I'm like, wow, Debbie Downer, wow, boo. I mean,
he's the villain who won an election.
You.
Yeah.
Just mean, nasty. Yeah. Like, he even said last night, I won't come back to Michigan if y'all don't vote for me.
Now, yeah.
What kind of message is that?
Well, listen, for me, that's great news, because that's one state we don't have to worry about him coming back to. We need 49 more. I want him to do exactly like you said. I want him to leave America to never be seen again. He basically said this during the speech. He said, listen, if I don't win, you will never hear from me again. Great news. That's some of the best news I've heard in a long time.
But, you know, can you imagine waking up to a president who will speak truth, a president who will solve some of our most pressing problems, a president that will not be in denial of climate change. I woke up this morning also saw there's another hurricane.
Yeah.
I mean, my sisters and brothers just got their power back on in New Orleans. They just got their power back on, man, I'm in the last 24 hours. They've been without power since Zeta, you know, made her landfall.
Right.
So we need a president who acknowledges that there's something happening with our planet, and we need to take some time to figure it out. You know, when I read recently that Iceland, the country, they're losing their ice. The ice is melting, and I said, now, if they lose their ice, what are they going to be called, right?
Exactly, exactly.
I mean, this is some serious stuff. But today I want all your listeners to know that we're going to fight to count every vote. We're going to make sure that the polls are open. If you're in line, don't leave the line. If you can stand in line, please cast your ballot. You have a right to cast your ballot. Bring a face mask. Bring your ID. Get comfortable shoes. Bring a sandwich or two. We're trying to get sound trucks. We're working with the Black Voter Fund to get sound trucks, to get food trucks, so that people know that we're trying to take care of them. The NAACP is also out there today. So we have a coalition of major civil rights organizations and some extraordinary Americans who are out there to help you navigate the voting system today.
Donna, it's always a pleasure to have you on my show. We need to do this more often. We need to make sure you're on the program more often. You continue to be a light, to be a shining example of what good political analysis is about. And you have remained true to your progressive connection to make lasting change happen. Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you all, and go out and vote. Thank
all right.
you, sir.
Thanks,
right.
Donna. We'll talk soon. News
Bye-bye.
And talk, 1380 WAOK.
You had a stand, 21 slip and slide like a waterfall. You need some TLC, we can creep if you want. 21, hey.